You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. President-elect Trump has been mighty busy on Twitter today, including firing a warning shot across the bow of General Motors. To quote Mr. Trump, General Motors is sending Mexican-made model of Chevy Cruze to U.S. car dealers tax-free across border. Make in USA or pay big border tax! Exclamation point. Michelle Krebs is senior analyst with Autotrader.com. Michelle, we know Mr. Trump made a lot of talk in the campaign promising he would slap a 35% tariff on Mexican-made vehicles. And a lot of his emphasis during the campaign was on Ford. What do you think about his tweet today aimed at GM?
I think it's GM's turn to be in his crosshairs. What we saw with Ford is Ford cut a deal with Donald Trump and agreed not to move the Lincoln MKC sport utility to Mexico as it had planned and keep it in Kentucky. So I'm wondering if we will see GM relent by moving the Chevrolet Cruze hatchback to the Lordstown, Ohio plant. So for background, the vehicle that is being discussed here is the Chevrolet Cruze hatchback, a very niche model that just came onto the market. It's made in Mexico. It's exported to other places. It comes to the U.S. It's a really small percentage of the total Chevrolet Cruze production, which is made in the Lordstown, Ohio plant.
So the Cruze sedan that most of us are used to seeing comes from Ohio.
Correct. It hasn't been selling all that well. It was beautifully redesigned this past year, but cars are just not that popular with consumers. And we saw huge incentives on that vehicle in December, and we've seen GM cut back production to lower inventories on that vehicle. So the hatchback part of it is just a tiny fraction.
And just to be clear, did I gather you say that's mainly for the global market?
It's made for the global market, but it comes to the U.S. from Mexico.
Do we have any idea how many come in to the U.S.? Just kind of wondering what triggered this tweet.
It just went on sale in the last few months. So I don't know what the numbers ultimately will be, but it'll be a low-volume vehicle.
So I guess how do we view this tweet? Misinformation? A lie? Agent provocateur?
I think it's probably maybe a bargaining chip, a warning note, but a lot of vehicles are made in Mexico and brought into the U.S., so I don't know why this one specifically. It's hard to guess. And the other thing is, I don't think there's this full understanding of what's going on in the automotive market, that consumers are choosing to buy sport utility vehicles, and they're turning away from traditional cars like the Chevrolet Cruze. What we have seen in this past year is heavy incentives on small cars, mid-sized cars, cars of all size. And so what automakers are trying to do is figure out ways to continue to offer those to consumers, but do it by cutting costs. And one of the ways you cut costs is you produce them in Mexico.
Michelle, we also saw today Ford announced it scrapped plans for its new $1.6 billion plant in Mexico and says it's going to add 700 jobs in Michigan to build electric autonomous vehicles. Now, was this in the works for a while before Mr. Trump's election, or would he be correct in somehow taking a bow for this?
What I found interesting about the Ford announcement is that they are going very heavy into electrification of vehicles, including hybrid versions of the F-150 pickup truck and the sporty Mustang. We have not seen consumers go to those vehicles. And in fact, we've seen heavy incentives on hybrids and electric vehicles. So my concern is Ford's made this announcement. How are we going to get consumers to buy them? Now, some of this has to do with the fact that if you're going to sell vehicles in California, you have to have zero emissions. But, you know, the Trump administration has also talked about rolling back the 2025 fuel economy standards. So it's kind of an interesting announcement.
Interesting, I guess, is a good way to put it, and it certainly is stirring the pot. And at the same time, we know that GM's chairman and CEO is actually going to be on that council advising Mr. Trump on economic issues and job growth in just a few weeks, first week of February.
That's right. And so that's what makes this one interesting, that, you know, Mary Barra is an advisor on economic issues with the Trump administration, and I understand there's been a lot of talk back and forth between the two and some of her people with his people. It'll be interesting to see what results of this.
Michelle Krebs, senior analyst with Auto Trader. Always great to talk with you, Michelle. Thanks so much.
Thank you.